Catholic League Condemns Biden Administration's War on Men. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 22, 2021. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has verbally shredded a Biden administration report on gender equity, calling it the most sexist statement ever written by a presidential administration. The inescapable conclusion that fair-minded persons will come to after reading this report, Dr. Donahue writes Monday, is, boys and men don't count. In the report, titled National Strategy on Gender Equity and Equality, Donahue observes, boys and men are depicted as the enemy, at least indirectly, and it is the job of the federal government to liberate girls and women from them. In the real world, boys and men are the most likely to be victims of violence, typically victimized by other boys and men, Donahue adds. This report, however, has nothing to say about this issue, though it does have much to say about violence. It's just that the only victims that count are girls and women. In the hard-hitting critique, Donahue notes that the authors compare their work to that of the Emancipation Proclamation, a risible comparison underscoring the writer's hubris. The authors assert that Native American women experience gender-based violence at higher rates, which smacks of anti-Native American racism. Donahue notes, but then they say that the violence against Native American women is often perpetrated by individuals who are not Native American. Often? Are we to believe that white boys are taking Ubers to Indian reservations so they can beat up on their women? Donahue asks rhetorically. The report accords a special victim status to the sexually challenged, Donahue observes, meaning the growing number of confused non-binary people. One of the report's more humorous assertions is that girls and women are not only victimized by men but also by the weather. Climate change presents unique threats to women, girls, and other underserved populations, the report states, citing examples of extreme heat, air pollution, and infectious disease exposure. What allows the guys to escape these things is never explained, Donahue quips. The Biden administration's obsession with female underprivilege clashes with the data. He continues, noting that a recent Pew survey found that young women are more likely to be enrolled in college today than young men. And while underscoring the strong correlation between college completion and lifetime earnings and wealth accumulation, Biden has thrown men to the curb, Donahue concludes. A more sexist report would be impossible to find. Follow at Williams Rome.